Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Such a critical time right now.
Yeah.
If you don't know it, if you have not yet got out and vote, you got to get out and vote. Of all the things that we've been entrusted with as a citizen of America is the right and the privilege to be able to vote. And something about voting is very important to understand, you know, what are your values? And so there's a Value Voter Summit that Oliver North, he's the president of the NRA, he's speaking and sharing and reminding us of the important things that we need to focus on and who we need to choose, because we're the ones that choose who will be the leaders of our nation. As a matter of fact, let's go right now to Oliver North at the Value Voters Summit now.
We are, I believe, on the precipice of the most important election, political contest, whatever one wants to call it, in my lifetime. And I was born when FDR was president. I'm convinced that our God-given freedoms, enshrined in our Constitution as the Bill of Rights, are at greater risk today than at any time since the war that pitted Americans against one another in what history books call the Civil War. That contest was anything but civil, but it resolved forever that human beings could never again be subject to bondage in this country. It also settled forever that we the people, the first three words of that Constitution to which General Boykin and I took an oath to support and defend, shall forever determine, we the people, shall determine how we are governed. That very concept of how we're going to be governed is now being challenged by powerful elites who aim to strip away our God-given freedoms that are enshrined in that Bill of Rights. At a time such as this, the NRC and the FRC need to be allies for the good of our country. We share a common heritage. Both the NRA and the FRC are advocacy organizations with the goal of securing the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. That's in that document, too. We're both the targets of the new progressive movement, the hard left of American politics, those who deride us as deplorables and make fun of us for clinging to our Bibles and our guns. Let me show you a few more of your 5 million-plus NRA allies in this fight. There's Americans like Mark Robinson, who on his own went to a Greensboro, North Carolina city council meeting and took a stand for what's right.
I'm a law-abiding citizen who's never shot anybody, never committed a serious crime, never committed a felony. But it seems like every time we have one of these shootings, nobody wants to put the blame where it goes, which is at the shooter's feet. You want to put it at my feet.
I felt like I needed to say something for all the people out there that I just spoke about, the people who have come together, who are together, who feel unified, that majority of people who obey the law, you know, and work hard every day, and are just tired of people trying to pull them apart and pull them in all different directions. I think there's millions of me across the country, and I'm hoping that each one of those people will go out and tell these politicians we're not going to take it, and we're going to stand up for our rights, and we're going to hold on to them. Anyone who is concerned with holding on to the Second Amendment, I absolutely think they should join the NRA.
Well, there's the business owner in Los Angeles. Oh, we're just getting going, folks. The business owner in Los Angeles, a political refugee from Iran, who truly knows the value of individual liberty.
Second Amendment in the U.S. Constitution is very personal for me. When the people came to the streets and demonstrated against the regime, demanding their own rights, they get cracked on by the violence of the government. The people get tortured, executed, assassinated, hanging the people in the streets. These things I saw with my eyes. That's part of my experience. Just imagine if you get successful, you remove your Second Amendment from your Constitution completely. But who knows, in 20 years, 25 years, maybe situation get changed. But any single person should have a right to defend themselves and defend their families.
And then there's an American hero who knows firsthand what it's like to confront real evil and respond the only way possible to save the lives of his neighbors.
My daughter came into the bedroom and she said, "Dad, there's a man in black tactical gear shooting up the Baptist church." Every one of those shots to me represented one of my neighbors, one of my friends, and I ran as fast as I could. Immediately, he came out of the church shooting at me. He hit the truck in front of me, hit the car behind me, hit the house behind me, and I hit him. He had an AR-15, but so did I. And it's not the gun, it's the heart. It's a matter of the heart. I'm not the bravest man in the world or anything, but I was here. I was here and I could do something. And I had to do something.
And then there's the mom whose husband is deployed overseas and she has to protect her children and herself from those who would break into their home.
I do know what it's like to be vulnerable. I know what it's like to feel like you can't protect your children or yourself. And it's terrifying when you have a spouse, whether it be husband or wife, that's serving overseas thousands of miles away, and you're the only one there to stand up for yourself, to stand up for your home, for your little kid that's right there next to you. I support the Second Amendment because of that. I support the NRA because they support my right to protect my kids. Everybody has a right to life, and you have the right to protect that. And nobody has the right to take it away from you.
You're not going to see those real Americans on MSNBC or 60 Minutes because they don't want those voices heard. They don't fit that progressive agenda. Here's something else you're not going to hear or read about or see on the so-called mainstream media.
Everyone understands the importance of securing our public places. That's why every major corporate campus and office tower, every sporting event, celebrity awards show, and government building, all of it is protected by multiple layers of security. But when it comes to our most precious resource, not gold or oil or precious jewels, our children, we utterly fail to protect them at school every single day. Each day that goes by, our banks and businesses are better protected than our children. That's a national outrage. NRA's School Shield program has already made world-class security resources available to hundreds of American schools. It's free of politics, and it's free of charge. If your child's school isn't protected, ask them to call School Shield today. We're the National Rifle Association of America, guardians of our school children, and freedom's safest place.
It's so important. Understand that part of our Constitution, the Second Amendment, is about you have the right to defend yourself. And if you haven't yet, go to vfnkb.com/vote and register to vote and find out the values of the voters that are actually running.
The candidates.
Candidates that are running in your area. It is so important. Understand this. No matter what people said, when I was in law enforcement for almost 10 years, when they had a problem with somebody who had a gun, they would call somebody with a gun to deal with the person that had the gun, which means you're going to sometimes need to be able to defend yourself.
Absolutely.
Because the crime would most of the time would happen before we got there as law enforcement. Fights only last for like 10, 20 seconds, then 30 seconds where they're fighting. But understand, all the damage is done at that one point. But when somebody thinks that you are actually armed and you believe in the Second Amendment, they think twice before they come to that window in your house. And it's just how it is. That's how it guarantees freedom in a nation when the people are armed. You know, when people fear the government, then there's problems. Yeah. But when the government fears the people, that's when there's freedom.
That's right.
And so that's just so important. I appreciate Oliver North for doing that. Listen, the Value Voter Summit, this is so vitally important. You've got to get out and vote. Shake yourself, shake your friends, get on social media, say, remember to vote, remember to vote. But listen, we're going to continue with Oliver North.
Yes.
At the Value Voter Summit. It's so encouraging.
President of NRA,
as he's talking about, you know, interviewing people from all around the nation about how important it is for us to remember our original intent, the Constitution of America, the Second Amendment. Check it out.
There are more than 130,000 public and private elementary, middle, and high schools in the United States. And according to surveys not taken by the NRA, but others, 65% of those schools have recorded one or more incidents of violent criminal behavior. And yet, as I pointed out in that brief introduction, our banks, this building, us here, sports stadiums are better protected than our schools from attack. That ought to be unacceptable to all of us. But the fact is, too often, it's been reported that other things are more important than our kids. We recently had a story here in Washington, D.C. For those of you who have the pleasant experience of not having to come to work here, that's most of you I addressed, that the National Zoo, right down the hill from where we are right now, is considering extra security measures to protect its resident animals and guests at the zoo. Aren't our kids a little bit more important than zoos? Apparently not. So what we have done is taken on the mission of providing vulnerability assessments and training to schools and community law enforcement to save our children from the mayhem of madmen bent on senseless murder. The NRA School Shield program is available absolutely free to schools and school districts nationwide. And here's where there's some synergy. The alliance that I mentioned between FRC and NRA can be truly life-saving. When you go home from this summit, do what General Boykin and I would once call a recon. If you have a school, have a child or grandchild in a school that needs discreet, professional help defining and designing a security solution, ask the principal or school board to contact NRA School Shield. There's the logo on the screen. If the school can't afford the necessary security upgrades, NRA provides grants to help. Yeah, that's right, free money from the NRA. There's no other political group, there's no other media conglomerate, there's no Hollywood mogul who's ever offered anything like this. There's no consortium that does it. We do it, the hated NRA. Now, of course, you're not gonna hear about that from the national news media. That good news doesn't fit their agenda of demonizing the NRA. You've just heard voices from those in the heartland. They're not from New York or from Hollywood or the echo chamber of Washington, D.C. Those folks in that crowd couldn't care less about Americans who value their personal freedom, who wish to exercise their God-given individual rights, to worship as we please, to stand for the sanctity of human life and marriage, or to keep and bear arms. Sadly, those rights are now suddenly vulnerable in this second decade of the 21st century. All the freedoms that we hold dear are quite literally at stake in just 46 days. The enemies of our freedom are highly organized, abundantly funded, and thanks to a super rich group of political elites hell-bent on buying this election to serve their own agenda. This self-serving cabal of billionaires and their pet politicians have conspired to permanently transform America into a socialist state. They tried their best to win the White House in 2016, and ever since they've done everything possible to undo that election. Their goal is a clear and present danger. They have announced their plan: seize power in the House of Representatives in Washington, capture the U.S. Senate, impeach our president, then crush the NRA, and take the White House 2 years from now, and then repeal the Second Amendment. That's their agenda. They've declared it. They've stated it. Time to pay attention. It's an all-out attack against us all and our freedom, not with bombs or bullets, but with billions of dollars buying ballots. You know their names: George Soros, Michael Bloomberg, Tom Steyer, and their lapdog, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. He's the genius, who recently claimed, "We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great." When he made that statement, I was at the American Cemetery at Normandy with members of the NRA, Freedom Alliance, and wounded veterans of this war now. We're visiting Normandy, the beaches where we won the contest on the 6th of June, 1944. We were stunned, literally taken aback. More stunning still is not one of these anti-freedom, billionaire socialist cabal distanced themselves from Governor Cuomo's pathetic rejection of American values. Apparently, acknowledging Americans' greatness, respecting the sacrifices of those who've bled on behalf of our country, apparently for them, that's a non-starter. For them standing and placing our hands over our heart when the flag passes or the national anthem is played is somehow irrelevant. It doesn't matter anymore. But to those of us who have buried our friends, as the general and I have, and seen them in the last moments before they're put in the earth with that flag draping their coffin, it still matters to us. That's why we're running this ad right now.
When you take a knee during our national anthem, you disrespect the men and women who lost their limbs so you could spend your Sundays playing games. When you dishonor our flag, you turn your back on the families of heroes serving on the front lines whose sacrifices make it possible for cameras to focus on your disgraceful protests. And when you teach children that our police are the enemy, you turn your back on the very law enforcement that keeps your stadium safe. We fight for the First Amendment as much as the Second, but while you use it disgracefully, we use it to tell the truth. We stand for our country. We stand for our veterans and our military. We stand for our law enforcement. And we stand for our flag, because we're still freedom's safest place.
Thank you. George Soros has pumped tens of millions of dollars into far-left political candidates and causes. Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend $80 million in this election, and Tom Steyer says he's spending at least $110. Their spoken aim is to plant Democrat socialists throughout our government and turn America into a gun-free socialist utopia. With this level of financial support, the far-left has been energized. We stand in their way, the FRC, the NRA, and others who believe in our God-given liberties. And it's the only way we're going to stop these big spending liars, and the only way possible is one way, with votes. 2 years ago, it was the NRA and God-fearing patriots like you that helped elect one of the most openly pro-freedom presidents in history. During the past 2 years, President Trump has demonstrated his strong commitment to protecting our freedom, especially by nominating pro-freedom judges with a strong sense of values to sit on the Supreme Court. His support for our freedom has driven our opponents in the so-called mainstream media absolutely nuts. They protested, ranted, raved, and they've organized like never before to take over the U.S. House and Senate. If they win the House, they will spend the next 2 years trying to impeach the president and seize the White House in 2020. We, the people, are supposed to govern this country, not wealthy oligarchs and their media pals that denigrate our values and strip away our freedoms. The battle lines are clear. The fight is joined. Their last-minute smear against Judge Kavanaugh in an attempt to block his confirmation is just one more indication of their tactics. But we get the last word. We vote. We better. Every single vote by you and other Americans like us can make all the difference in preserving our freedom for our progeny. I've got skin in the game. I've got those 17 grandkids. They ought to grow up with the same kind of opportunities that you and I have had. And it won't happen if those people take charge. For the next 46 days, we have two missions, every one of us. Pray for our nation. Please pray for our nation. And second, become a recruiter, just like in the Marines or the Army. Go out there and find one or at least 10, if you can, who will join us in this fight and go to the polls and vote to take a stand for freedom. We are the land of the free because we're still the home of the brave and committed to the future of this great land. God bless you for being here right now.
It's so vitally important. If you haven't yet registered to vote, you can register. Go to vfnkb.com/vote and register. Also, you can find out there's different sources to find out the values. They've been given value guides for the candidates so they can answer these questions. And it's what you want to do is ask specific questions.
Yes.
One question I remember asking a whole bunch of candidates once because they were talking about God, religion. Hmm. And I finally just asked the question, Who is Jesus to you? And it thinned the crowd when I found out, because I just didn't know. Yeah. I wasn't trying to judge those. Like, sure. I'm trying to find out who they were. So listen, go to vfnkb.com/vote and register today. Not only that, I want you to pray. Remember to pray. Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, is talking about praying for these midterm elections. Check it out. So vitally important. Understand, God looks for us to look to Him and to cry out to Him and say, listen, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear them when they pray and I will answer them and save their nation. Listen, God hears, God answers prayer. Be sure to pray. And listen, we want to hear your comments. Comment below. Write to us at friends at vfnkb.com. It's so vitally important. We want to know what you're thinking, what you're feeling. Your encouraging words mean so much to us. And speaking of that, listen, we have to remember what's happening, what's taking place with Hurricane Michael, the recovery taking place, and what Operation Blessing is doing to make that a reality, and you can participate. Check it out.
If you would drive through this area, you would see the devastation. It's just crazy the amount of devastation. House is totally gone. Apartment complex behind me here, people still don't have electric water. We're bringing them food. Yesterday I brought about 200 meals out here to them yesterday, and we came back tonight to give them dinner. When I saw Operation Blessing, I seen exactly what they were doing, how they were setting up the organization. They were so organized. They came in with the food trailers. They had everything set in place to know that they need to get the management of it out there so they could control a lot of the volunteer work. So it goes a lot smoother by having Operation Blessing involved, and they get involved with different churches. So anything anybody can do to help Operation Blessing, they're amazing people, the people that are running this show, and they do great work, and it's an amazing thing to watch and see. It's actually a blessing to sit back and observe the love and compassion, because that's the biggest thing that you see when you're here. You get all the gratefulness from the people, but you get to see the love and compassion. Now, if you can't make it here, there's other ways you can help and serve also these people that are in such need right now, by going to ob.org and partnering with them so that they can get supplies to bring out here, because believe me, the semi trucks are rolling in. I saw probably 10 of them today. And they'll utilize that to the best abilities for these people out here, because they are truly, truly in need.
The This is OB.org. Listen, you go there, you find out, you can volunteer, you can donate. We've got to continue to pray for those in this desperate need, in this time of tragedy. Also, remember the elections and pray over these elections like Pastor John Kilpatrick is calling us all. God is going to hear and he's going to move mightily. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we just pray for those that are going through this disaster from Hurricane Michael, God, that you would bring the place of recovery. We pray, Lord God, hear our prayers for this nation and turn it back to you, God. Lord, we pray, Lord God, that our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren would have the same blessings that you've given us in this nation, God, that we would turn our hearts back to you as a nation, God, and we ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFN KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program where we're keeping the conversation light.